You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 273. And in today's show, I'm going to talk about a year in review. Yep, I'm going to be reviewing the year 2016, and we'll talk a little bit about what's been going on, where I've been, and what lies ahead for the future. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, hello. It is Jackie Ulmer from the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, and I am so thrilled to be spending this time here with you. And if you're new to the show, well, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, you may be wondering, where have I been over the last couple of months? Well, a lot's been going on. And if you've listened, you know, to some of the shows starting in about, September, October, you know a little bit about what's been going on. My life just kind of got a little crazy. I moved and a lot of different things happened. And I basically just took most of November and December off. From creating the podcast, I was busy working my business. My business has been growing. Things have been great. So a lot of good stuff going on there, but I have been definitely remiss in doing some of what I love, which is spending time here with you doing the podcast. So I am excited to share 2016, a review, talk a little bit about my own personal journey, some growth experiences that I have, and hopefully figure out how to resonate with you, or maybe what I should say is hopefully some of this will resonate with you based on maybe where you are in your own journey, in this life, in this business, in this crazy world that we call network marketing and all that good stuff. So as you're listening to this for the first time, if you're getting it live, it is December 31st here in the United States. It is New Year's Eve, which is absolutely one of my favorite days of the year. It's one of my favorite days because it truly is about letting go of the past, letting go of the old, and welcoming in the new. And hopefully you've been planning and preparing for this already. Now, if you're not part of my Facebook page, please go to facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. It's definitely on my sheet. Oh my gosh, you should see my business plan. I'll be over there a whole lot more this year. I got a lot of real clarity over the last few months about what I'm going to be doing. So make sure that you're over there. We're going to be doing some challenges, some different things like that. And I definitely want you to be a part of it. Okay, so let's start with where have I been? Now, if you're a new listener, you can go back and listen to some of the more recent shows. You can go to JackieAlmer.com and you can click on blog and it'll take you right into my podcast. You can go back and listen to everyone from the start of the show. Even though I say this is show number 273, there are well over 400 shows published because I did a weekday question and answer podcast for a while, but it was daily and it just was taking too much time away from my business. And I actually loved doing it, but it was exhausting and I ran out of time. But I am hoping to get back into my twice a week schedule here for 2017. I have, like I said, some great goals laid out. I have a whole new lease on life with my move and a new office and a lot of exciting things going on, which is really, I'm organized again and things are going to be easier to get moving along. So where have I been? I basically have been in a lot of personal growth. Now, I will tell you that 2016 is going to go down in my history books as one of the best years ever. Now, the funny thing is, I've asked out on Facebook, I've been following a lot of different people and getting the general vibe, and there are so many people that just cannot wait for 2016 to be over, to be done with it, to say sayonara. But it's kind of funny, I am definitely ready for it to be over, ready to move into 2017, a new chapter, a new lease on life, a new, not new focus to my business, but just some new organizational things and some planning that I know is going to take my business to the level that I've been looking to get it to over the last couple of years, but for a number of reasons, which I was finally able to identify, I haven't quite gotten it to where I wanted it to be, but this year is definitely going to be different. So it's been really a year of a lot of personal growth. And like I say, it's going to go down for me as one of the best years ever. Not because of politics, not because of the world economy, not because of security, not because of anything that's going on externally outside of myself, but plain and simply what's going on in my scope of control and, you know, those things that I have the ability to master, to change, to be in control of. So it truly has been a fabulous year for me. And what I want you to take from that, if you're not feeling like it's such a fabulous year for you, is look and see what are those things that you control, what are those things that you can harness, that you can twist and turn around to make it your best year. Because you know what? The reality of it is, you having a good year, you having a good life, you having a positive attitude, it truly lies within you to make all those things happen. It's not up to anybody else to make any of that happen for you. It's plainly and simply up to you. It doesn't matter who the president of the United States is or is going to be. It doesn't matter any of that stuff. You control your own economy, or you have the ability to control your own economy. You have the ability to control your own mindset, and you have the ability to make it great for you. So I've spent the last couple of days going back through my journal, which is very sparse for this year. I realize how little I journaled, especially based on last year, how much I journaled. It was really sparse. But looking back, I can see why I had so much growth going on, so many different things, that I just didn't take the time to sit down and do that. So it's kind of funny, as I look back over 2016 and I look back over the first 6 months, I can see the first 6 months were all about reevaluating. It was all about trying to figure out what it was that would bring me joy. Now, I'm a happy person, I'm a joyful person, and I have joy in my day-to-day life, but my business was not quite bringing me the joy that I wanted it to, and I just couldn't quite put my finger on it. I was really listening to my head and listening to my ego of some things that I wanted to make happen in my business, and I wasn't truly listening to my heart and being led by those things that truly give me joy. And it wasn't until I took a step back in the fall and really began to pay attention, and really that third quarter of 2016, I really began to pay attention and let my heart out, let the things that bring me joy, and really go back to spending time in those areas that were really what allowed me to manifest everything that I wanted in my business. And I'm going to talk about that here as we go on. So if you've listened to any past episodes, you probably know that my son joined the Marine Corps. You're not supposed to say join, but I am new to the military, new to being a military family and all those kind of things. But he enlisted in the Marine Corps, and he went off to boot camp on July 25th of this past, of the 2016. And it was an interesting time, and as excited as I was for him, and as much as I felt like it was the right decision as a mom, it's kind of one of those things that you wouldn't necessarily pick for your child, only from the, of course, we worry about them and all that kind of stuff. But I was certainly proud of him and just, you know, so proud of his commitment and his decision to serve other people and, you know, really be a servant. And that's just the kind of kid he is and always has been. But it was interesting, that decision that he made for his own life thrust me into a whole nother world that I really could have never planned for and never anticipated. It put me into a situation where I instantly became bonded with a whole nother group of people, with strangers who I shared so much with through Facebook groups and through meetups and different things like that, and getting involved as a volunteer with marineparents.com and different things like that. It really put me into a whole nother world and a whole nother situation that I could have never, ever expected. And it's something that I truly fell in love with. Now, it's kind of funny, for the last few years, I've been trying to find the place where I want to volunteer. I wanted to find the place where I wanted to serve, not only with my tithing and donations, but my time and energy, and something that I could really get behind. And I never could quite find the right thing. a lot of things I've looked at, a lot of overseas things, you know, missions down in South America, missions in Africa. And there was just always a part of me that kept coming back to doing something at home and doing something with veterans. That kind of struck me. And I'm not really sure why. My dad is a veteran, but he just basically did the 2 years that was required way back when you were drafted and that kind of thing. But maybe because of my time spent living in Ventura and living around a lot of the homeless population, who many of whom are veterans, that cause became very near and dear to me, and something where I felt like, you know, these are the people who were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice for me and my freedom, and yet I feel so much like we abandoned them and we treat them terribly. You know, their medical care, the suicide rate, what I think it's 22 veterans a day in the United States commit suicide. That's the average. I mean, that's just unacceptable. Anyway, so it was interesting that my son's decision led me down this path of figuring out who I want to be, who I want to serve, and some different pathways for me to move forward in life and then also take my business through that too. Because I'm a believer that especially with network marketing and direct sales, your lifestyle can be the pathway and the gateway to building a business. And you can incorporate all of it together. And when you do that, you truly do build a business that is just absolutely amazing. So that's what I wanted to do, and that's what I did. I jumped in with both feet into volunteering with the Marine Corps parents groups, not the Marine Corps itself, but you know, these outside groups, marineparents.com for one, Boots in the House, and some different things like that, to really get involved, to meet other people, to meet other parents. I felt like I was able to offer something because my son was older. He was 23 when he enlisted. He wasn't 18. He'd already been living away from home for 3 years. So there was a lot about that experience, I think, that gave me some life experiences to share with other parents and to help them in their journey when they had their sons just leaving for the first time. They've never been away from home. You know, just a lot of those kind of things. Never had to make decisions. You know, my son had been living on his own for 3 years financially, making decisions. I mean, all that type stuff. He had totally been on his own and doing a great job of it. So I felt like I really had a lot to give. But the other thing that happened for me when he joined the Marine Corps is that I realized very quickly that I don't control as much as I think I do. And that was an interesting process for me to come to terms with. I couldn't pick up the phone and call him. You know, they check into boot camp with those shirt and pants on their back. I mean, literally the clothes on their back, their driver's license, and their Social Security card. And I think $20 so that they can eat dinner on the way to the depot. That's it. No cell phones. And they can bring a Bible and a small notebook with addresses and phone numbers and that type stuff. They don't get to bring their cell phone. They don't get to bring anything else. No prescription drugs, nothing. Everything is given to them upon arrival there on base. So it's pretty interesting, but I realized very quickly that I no longer had control. I couldn't text him. I couldn't call him. I couldn't check in. I had no idea what he was doing. I didn't know what time he got up in the morning, what he did. I had some idea because I had a training matrix. But it was very interesting, and it was a life lesson for me to learn to let go. The other thing that was a huge life lesson for me was to truly learn to live in the moment, to appreciate the now. And I know we all talk about that, and I thought I was doing a pretty good job of it, but as I went through this process, I realized that I didn't do that at all, that I was constantly looking ahead, constantly thinking about this and that, constantly doing other things that really took me out of the realm of living in the now. But there was something about that experience that really brought me back to the reality that right now, this moment is the only one that we have. And I have to learn how to truly make the most of the moment that I have. Now, he was just here with us for Christmas. We had a couple days here with him. And I don't really know for sure when I'm going to see him again. I don't. I know I can take a trip over to San Diego. He's still in training. Will be for the next few months. I can go over there, but I don't have control of his schedule either. It can change on a dime. So it's kind of interesting. And what I really learned was the few days that he was here over Christmas, I learned to just enjoy every moment of it. I learned to let go of expectations. I learned that I can only control my actions and what I'm doing and the way that I feel. And of course, we talk about that all the time, and it's so true in your business. And you may be wondering, what does all this have to do with business? Believe me, it has a lot to do with business. So anyway, that's kind of what happened for me. I got involved actively with the volunteer group. I started writing my son a lot of letters. In fact, I think I wrote him 75 letters over the course of about an 85-day period. And that really was an interesting time too, realizing the value of a letter, writing from the heart, sending a card. I mean, a lot of different things like that. And what it meant to me to get his letters. I got 7 letters over the course of 13 weeks, and I held on to those, and I anxiously waited and watched the mailbox and a lot of different things like that. But all that to say, it really caused a shift in me that made me begin to reevaluate my business, where I want to be focusing my time, how I want to be spending it, how I want to be coaching and serving other people. And if you have questions, personal questions about that, you know, you can reach out to me. You can go to jackyelmer.com, click on the contact button. If you have any specific questions, I don't want to get into a whole lot of, you know, personal business details here, but, you know, in terms of sharing company and that kind of thing, but it really was an eye opener for me. It was truly amazing. Now, at the same time, some things that have been going on is that my mom has not been doing particularly well over the last few years. She was diagnosed with diabetes and kind of has gone downhill from there. My brother and I relocated them to Arizona coming up on three years ago. Shortly after they moved, she fell and fractured a hip. And again, it's just been downhill from there. She had a heart attack last year, a lot of different things. And she was really in the place of starting to need more care. My dad's 84 and he's doing a great job. He's healthy, but he can only do so much too. My brother lives in Phoenix but works out of town. And it was really starting to look more and more like I really needed to be the one. And I really am the one who's able to pick up, to move, to be here, to do whatever. My husband had been wanting to leave the state of California for a long time. And we lived in Phoenix before. And so all roads seemed to be leading us back to Phoenix. I honestly didn't anticipate moving for at least another year. It was on my radar, but not anything that was going to happen quickly. I was loving my life at the beach, and I was open to moving back to the Phoenix area. In fact, I've been gone for 15 years, but every time I would come back, I would always drive around and look around and feel very settled here and think to myself, I could live here again. This feels like home to me. My children were born here, that type thing. So in August, when I moved my daughter back to college for her senior year, my husband flew over and met me, and we spent a couple days in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area, Cave Creek, Carefree, looking around, and nothing really jumped out of us at us. You know, nothing just really caught our attention. So it was kind of a bus trip. Well, the end of September, we went back over to Flagstaff, where my daughter goes to school at Northern Arizona University, and went back for her final family weekend for her senior year. And then we had planned to drop down to Phoenix and spend a day just looking around at a few new homes that had come on the market that looked potentially good. Well, Saturday afternoon, as we sat at a restaurant with our daughter, my husband, who of course was hooked up through the Zillow app, a house dropped in that looked very interesting. We got up Sunday morning, drove to Scottsdale, and looked at this house. And it just was absolutely perfect. It had almost everything that was on my list of criteria. But the really interesting thing is, I'm kind of one of those people that I look for God moments. I'm always asking for a sign. Poor God, man. When I get up to the pearly gates, he's probably going to have a conversation with me that basically says, look, you know, stop it. Stop not trusting me. I'm going to give you the sign that you need. Stop asking me all the time for a sign. But I do. I'm always looking for a sign in some way, shape, or form. Well, the interesting thing is, I grew up in Colorado, and I grew up over the course of my adult life, I have purchased almost every cookbook that's ever been put out by the Junior League of Denver. Now, if you know much about the Junior League or that type thing, these aren't typically cookbooks that you find at Barnes & Noble. You don't walk into a cooking store or any type of mainstream store and find this particular cookbook. So it's kind of interesting. But I have one favorite cookbook. It's called Colorado Colors, and it's put out by the Junior League of Denver. It was put out probably in the late 90s, and it has been a cookbook that sat on a cookbook stand right by my stove up in my Lake Arrowhead home. And then I didn't have it sitting out in Ventura because I didn't have room for it. I didn't have the counter space for it, but it was sitting on a cookbook stand there for years. It's my absolute favorite cookbook, and I cook from it all the time. Well, interestingly, I walked into this home, and sitting right by the stove on a cookbook stand that looks almost identical to the one that I own was the Colorado Colors cookbook. And I got goosebumps when I saw it. I thought, oh my gosh, how is this even here? How does this person even know about this cookbook? I mean, it's just not something, it's totally random. It's not something that you run into, like I say, in Barnes & Noble. But I really felt that that was a sign. But of course, I had to take it a step further. I had to open up the cookbook and see what she had marked in terms of recipes that she uses. And sure enough, man, she had four of my favorite recipes marked off. Now, she had other ones too, but four of the ones that I make most frequently, she had marked as well, including one that I had just made for my son when he was up right before he went to boot camp. So it was kind of interesting. And I definitely took that as a sign. And everything just fell into place to make this move happen in a 30-day window. So I went from having no intention of leaving California for at least a year to being relocated to Scottsdale, Arizona in about a 45-day time frame from when we saw the house to when we actually moved. Well, then, of course, I got here the week before Thanksgiving, was busy with my mom and doctor's appointments, getting moved in, getting things unpacked. I got sick for 3 weeks from all the dust and probably the stress of moving and partially the stress of leaving behind my beach life, which I wasn't totally ready to do, but also stepping back into my desert life and back into a ready-made world that I came from and being okay with that. And yet at the same, I was mourning and celebrating all at the same time. So I literally got sick for about three weeks. For a week, I had no voice whatsoever. I had a terrible cough, and I felt like a lot of it had to do with all the dust of moving. I moved half of my stuff out of storage, which was dusty and murky and all that kind of stuff. And just all of that, although I'm a real believer that we manifest illness in our bodies based on different things. So I really truly feel like it was the stress of a lot of it and me trying to come to terms with everything that was going on in my life with my son, the Marine Corps, with leaving the beach, with coming home, quote unquote, which I do feel like I'm home. It's kind of funny. From the moment I got back here, I have felt a sense of peace and calm that I haven't felt in a really long time. And so I just decided to revel in that and just enjoy it, unpack, move into my office. I have a fabulous office space, with all my equipment set up, all my books are back out. I'm so excited. I love my space. It's gonna be great for taping videos and just a lot of different things. So that's where I've been. That's what's been going on with me. 2016 was the most amazing year of personal growth, of trusting God, of having faith, of believing that every step that I would take would be a right step in the direction that I needed to take to get to where it is that I want to go. So I am so excited to look back on 2016, to celebrate it, to be excited by it, and to certainly release it and let it go. When the clock strikes midnight on the 31st, I will be ringing in the new year with a glass of bubbly, with a big fat smile on my face, looking backwards with love and appreciation, and looking forward with love, appreciation, and such excitement about what I know lies ahead. I've got such huge clarity. I've written out my plans. I've written out my goals. I know what I'm working on. I've got my day planner all written out. And so those are the things that I kind of want to close with, asking you, what have you done to prepare for this next year? What have you done to release last year? I'm big on journaling. I've said that before, and it's so great for me always to take my day timer and my journal and go back through month by month and look and see what all happened during that year. And it was the most amazing year, really and truly, even though so much of it at the time felt so out of control and like I was seeking and trying to find the answers. And then boom, just by having a little bit of faith, those answers were delivered to me. So I'm going to be back in your life if you stay listening to the podcast. I definitely am. I have my topics all lined out. I'm so excited to be sharing stuff with you. I feel like I have a lot of fresh topics because, again, I have about 10 crates of books that are unpacked and on bookshelves and going back through, and it's like Christmas all over again. Even though it was Christmas, it's like Christmas all over again. So if you're not a part of my Facebook page, make sure you go to facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, like the page, get involved there. If you go to directsalessocial.com, jump into that group, ask to join that group. That's also my private Facebook group for sharing stuff. I will tell you, both of those have been a little sparse over the last couple of months, as everything has, but all of them have a plan. All of them have action steps that have already planned out. And I would love to have you be part of that community if you find that it's something that you are looking for. So I would love to hear your goals. Again, if you go over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, you'll see where I've asked some questions about 2017, the ways that you want to make it great, and all that kind of stuff. As I sit here recording this, it's pouring down rain. I can hear it out on the back deck. I love my office because it looks out at my pool and it looks out at the back deck, and it's so exciting, and I'm loving and enjoying the rain. It's like it's washing away the old and welcoming in the new, and it's such an exciting time. Show notes over at jackieelmer.com/273. And again, thanks so much for being part of my community. Thanks for sticking with me. If you've been a longtime listener, if you're new to the show, you may not have a clue what I'm talking about, but go back and listen to a few old episodes and see if you don't find this to be a fit for you. And Direct Sales Bootcamp is open and we're having some fun. Go to directsalesbootcamp.com. If you are looking for a 30-day plan, and now is a great time to do it to really propel your business to where you want it to be for 2017, join us at directsalesbootcamp.com. I'm Jackie Elmer. Thanks for listening. And remember this, until next time, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business and in 2017. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. My 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.